Welcome back to the Midday Mumbles podcast, episode 2. Woo. My name is Gage.
I'm Isaac.
And Brody.
Yeah.
And Brody's here. Brody is here today. But before we get
talk up a storm this time.
Yes.
This episode of the Midday Mumbles podcast is brought to you by Buzzsprout. Use our referral code in the notes below to get a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan. It helps support the show, and yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want to support these guys, right?
Yeah, that'd be great. Right? I love being supported. It's the best part of my day.
Use the link in the description below. So how's everyone doing again? Welcome back to the Midday Mumbles podcast. How's everyone doing?
Pretty good. It's been a week. Pretty good.
It's been a week since the last episode has aired. Got a lot of feedback, a lot of positive feedback. So, yes. Hi, guys.
Just saying hi to me at first there?
I'm saying hi to everyone.
Okay, just making sure.
Welcome back.
Oh, I was going to talk about how sucky it is that it's snowing. You were asking me how my day was.
Yeah, it's snowing out right now. I don't understand why we're getting snow, but we're getting snow.
Yeah, it's too soon. Living in Maine. Life in Maine means you get snow. And sometimes that snow comes too early. It's a fact.
No one wants snow this early. Like, yeah, come on. That's totally true.
I mean, people who like snowmobiling, I guess, want snow, but I doubt we're going to get enough to have, like, snowmobiling weather.
I saw someone on Facebook saying that they're getting ready to go snowmobile, and they're getting the old snowmobiles out today. Yeah.
Go rip on.
Who's ready to go snowmobiling? Rip on. Go my spark plugs down in Lewiston. Gotta get going. Major news this week, breaking from ABC.
Turns out ABC has had information on the Epstein story for 3 years now. Information Scandalous. Came out through Project Veritas of a recording on a hot mic, meaning like all their equipment was still on, but they, you know, they weren't broadcasting it or anything. This is just her talking with someone in the studio. And she was complaining about how they had got all this information on it, and then all of a sudden their project got canceled. You know, they
killed the story.
They killed the story. What's up with that? You know, she was talking about that they had information on the Clintons, had information on a palace. I don't know which palace it was, but some palace, yeah. Big people, you know?
Well, it's kind of sad that this broke. This happened over the summer. This recording was actually in August. And the employee that had access to this tape was working at CBS. He was actually fired this week.
Was it CBS or NBC?
Tracked him down. CBS. They CBS? Worked, this guy oh, moved to CBS, and he was fired this week because of this. But
no, it's ABC. It's kind of,
yeah, ABC. He used to work at ABC, but then he moved to CBS.
Okay.
Yeah, So he got fired this week because they tracked him down. They found out who it was, and I mean this is some crazy news because, I mean, we're looking at a major company who's censoring news from coming. I mean, they were obviously protecting people,
right? And that's a big thing in today's news is, are they censoring the media? Are they hiding things from our eyes that they wouldn't want us to know that might affect our voting or I might affect whatever? And
well,
I think this is a big
involved.
This is a big thing, kind of confirming that yes, the major news companies are hiding stuff from us. They are trying to change how we think and how we vote. Inevitably, in the end, you know, and that's it's concerning. It's more than concerning. It's terrifying.
What's your opinion on this, Brody?
I think anybody who would have investigated after he was convicted 11 years ago would have come to the same conclusion that people pretty much have now, is that, you know, he was involved in something. Because, I mean, he was convicted back in 2008 for basically the same thing involving underage people and prostitution.
Yeah. Well,
but
the anchor, it was GMA, Good Morning America, and it was Amy Robach who was in the video.
No, but I mean Epstein himself.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying who was in the video if people listening didn't know. Because
right.
A lot of major news networks didn't actually pick up on this. Like ABC didn't report, NBC didn't report. The only major news network was Fox. And then a lot of smaller conservative stations on YouTube. And then later on through the week towards the end, I think NBC reported on it. And then executives from ABC broke the silence. But it's one of those things. It's kind of sad that a major network like that is censoring stories to protect people within. And if people didn't know this, ABC is actually owned by Disney. So there could have been something involved there. But yeah, it's a huge story. And Project Veritas has been breaking some major things. Has had a lot of whistleblowers come forward from major companies. And it's definitely one of those things where good for that. Cause good for the whistleblowers, you know?
Good. I don't know about that. I'm pretty sure they face some pretty
large problems. It's good that they're coming out, though.
Right, right. It's great that they came out. Holy cow, my voice cracked just like a second ago. Large. This was 3 years ago, and the big part of this is 3 years ago was when his trial was, you know. That's the biggest part of it. That's when it was important news. That's when it could have helped society. That's when, if they had reported on it, then maybe Epstein would have been convicted sooner and it would have stopped a lot of pedophilia. And it could have, you know, it could have made some big change that could have helped society. And it could have saved these poor victims of it. But yet, they're not choosing to put it out. They chose against putting out, and they still wouldn't have. That no one would have known that they had this information if the insider hadn't come out from ABC. That's sick. Is really what it
is. Yeah. Michael Baden recently had decided that Epstein's autopsy was more consistent with homicide than suicide, and that's a story that's getting big.
Yeah, that did come out. So it looked more like a homicide than a suicide. That's evidence. That's actual proof now. And no news networks picked up on that. Fox, like literally, the only shows that really picked up on this was The Five, Waters World, Tucker Carlson, Hannity, and Fox and Friends, and those are all Fox Network shows. And then obviously some conservative shows. So but no one from NBC. No networks like MSNBC.
None of the really mainstream news, what most people are going to.
Yeah, they're not reporting on this. And it's like, dude, come on. This is, people need to know this stuff, you know?
Like, turns out the guy that killed himself maybe didn't kill himself. That's exposing that there's a lot more to this story. Who would kill him? Clinton's.
I think over the next couple of years.
And why is it being covered up? That's the big
mystery. I think over the next couple of years we're going to find more people are involved with this, and I think that more people, like Bill Gates for instance, he was one of the people that was involved. He was on the plane a couple times, and then the Clintons were definitely involved with the Epstein's a lot, and I think we're going to find more and more people were involved over the next couple of years, and I think eventually we'll find out why ABC tried to kill the story.
Hopefully, that would mean that fake news is coming to an end. That's what we want.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, that would be the greatest. Unfortunately, that reality probably is not super realistic.
Isaac, that's a fairy tale. Stop telling fairy tales.
What, that fake news will come to an end?
Yeah, that's a fairy tale.
It doesn't have to be a fairy tale. If we all, you know, stand up for the good... You know, if we all fight against it, if society starts moving in a direction away from fake news and they're willing to start putting away these channels and stop watching them and ignore them and really buckle down on it, force them out, then it can be fixed, but really only then.
So, yes, I think that's basically all that we have so far information-wise on the Epstein story. Hopefully within the next week or two, we'll have more information out. So some other stuff that happened. Rick and Morty returns for season 4 on Adult Swim. It came out last night. Well, Sunday night. Yeah, so Sunday night at 11 p.m. it premiered. And Isaac, what do you think of it?
I know Birdie hasn't seen it. It was a funny episode. I am a big fan of Rick and Morty. I've watched all the previous episodes. I'm excited that they're hosting it again. They're producing it again. That's great.
Adult Swim signed, I think, 70 episodes. So, like, we're going to have a few more seasons of Rick and Morty. At least 7 more seasons.
I think it's one of the more funny shows that's come out nowadays. Oh,
yeah. Animated. It's, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's really funny. I think it's really entertaining. It's stupid. Like, there's no intelligence with it at all, but
you know, I can understand why a lot of people don't like it, you know.
Well, I don't know. I'm just glad the wait's over. I mean, the wait, it's been friggin' 2 years since
season 3.
It's been a long time.
All I know is I've been doing a lot of Google searching over that time, being like, when's the next season out? And everyone's like, I don't know.
Same.
And then when we were, looking for stuff to talk about, I saw that it was coming out again. Like,
then you get in those endless videos of these people who think they know what's going on. It's like those clickbait videos. We finally know when Rick and Morty is coming out. Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So moving on. So Popeye's chicken made the news this week. So a Popeye's employee made a chicken sandwich on a trash can. The owners of the chain did apologize, and apparently the reason for this was they were slammed with 100+ chicken sandwich orders. Can you believe that?
The chicken sandwiches. They need to produce all the chicken sandwiches.
But they made them on a trash can.
Sometimes there must be sacrifices for production, okay?
I mean...
They need to get those chicken sandwiches. Would you want to wait for your chicken sandwich, Gage, to make it not be on a trash can? Would you rather have it take an hour and a half to get your chicken sandwich? Or would you rather get a trash can chicken sandwich?
Everyone already knows that fast food isn't sanitary. But, I mean, just think about how other chains are. Not just Popeyes, but McDonald's and Burger King and everything else. Like, just thinking about, and even KFC, for instance. I mean,
they're all trashy junk. That's the way it is. That's the way of fast food. It's a bunch of greasy teenagers.
I just don't want to think about it. Kitchen. Like, I don't want my sandwich made on a trash can. Brody, do you want your sandwich made on a trash can?
I would not, and I wouldn't want to be stabbed either. Which did happen to a man in this, you know, it's crazy with the chicken sandwich orders just because it's an item that's returning. People started acting crazy.
There was a stabbing at Popeyes too, wasn't there?
Wait, what?
Yep.
There was a stabbing in the line at Popeyes.
Not only trash sandwiches, but stabbings.
Popeyes is just the center of all activity
right now. This week,
two
things at Popeyes happened this week. I forgot about the stabbing. Yeah. Jeez.
Gotta get me some Popeyes. love that chicken at Popeyes.
Yeah, let's go to Popeyes.
Go get stabbed. So we can eat our chicken sandwiches made on the trash can.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I don't know. I think that's how I'm going to start making sandwiches is on trash cans. But
it's extra space begging to be used, okay? You just throw a little tin on there, you know, like a baking sheet or something. You have a new countertop. Is that cheap?
Put a cardboard
that's
box
perfect.
On it.
Think of how expensive a new countertop costs. You know, if you get something like granite, you know, it's going to be hundreds of dollars to extend your countertop. Just use your trash can. Life hack right there.
Yeah, life hack.
He did it in his best interest to save time and be efficient.
Yeah.
That is a star employee.
I feel bad because this will hurt the reputation of those stores, and I don't think anyone's going to hire someone who's known as the kid who made 100 Popeye sandwiches on a friggin' trash can. That's what he's gonna have on his resume. He's gonna
maybe
go to his
he
next
could
job.
Work at a landfill. Is it true? Or something.
Is it true you made? Is it true you made 100 Popeye sandwiches on a trash can in 30 minutes or less? Why, yes, I did.
That
I don't
is
think
me.
It's as bad as the picture of the guy who had his picture taken with his like his shoes on in the Burger King in the lettuce one.
Yeah, Burger King foot lettuce.
The foot lettuce.
Burger King foot lettuce.
He was exposed too, and I think he lost his job.
Number
and then
nine.
There was one
Burger
at Taco
King
Bell
foot
too.
Lettuce.
There was one at Taco Bell where the lady was licking the tacos or something for a photo. Like there's a stack
I don't remember
of tacos.
That one.
I don't know. It wasn't as big. It did make the world news, but it wasn't a meme. So obviously you wouldn't remember that. But moving on. So some other news. Former U.S. Ambassador of the United Nations, Nikki Haley, met with Nora O'Donnell on CBS this morning and discussed the Trump White House and if she thinks he should have been impeached. For those of you that don't know, Nikki Haley is a Republican governor one time, and she also was the ambassador of the United Nations in the Trump White House. She actually recently left the politics game to focus on life and everything. And she was talking to Nora, obviously Nora, CBS, very liberal, very leftist. And they were talking about if Trump should be impeached over the whole Ukraine thing. And she basically was saying, no, she doesn't think so because, he released the transcript. There's no quid pro quo. It's basically what everyone's been hearing. You know, it's standard talk, but she did go in depth a little more about it. I know you guys haven't seen the video. Isaac, did you see the video?
Yeah, I watched the video.
Yeah, what did you think on it?
I don't know. She seems like an intelligent woman. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I mean, she 100%.
Yeah. Respectable, intelligent woman, you know. She, and she's right. You know, there isn't really enough there to impeach Trump. He released the transcript. He, you know, he's done the right things. And he didn't even do something that bad. He's like, hey, you should look into someone who has been doing stuff in Ukraine. Okay?
Yeah.
He's just given a tip to someone to help him out.
But isn't that the president's job to look into the best interest of the American people?
I think so.
Like, and another thing, he released a transcript. How does that make other world leaders feel about talking to the American president if they know that there's a chance that the transcript or even the phone call is going to get leaked?
Well, I don't know. I don't think Trump really had any other option.
Or
there.
Released.
You know, well, I think releasing the transcript was the best option for him there.
I don't remember. Shifty Shift, I think, is what Trump calls him. But he was a he's a senator. He's a senator. And he made up the transcript like before it even came out. He's like, I bet you this is what Trump said. You know, oh, you're going to do something for us and we need to have this done. It's going to be huge or whatever. He even said that on the video. And that's why Trump calls him Shifty Shift now. But honestly, dude, like this, he didn't do, I mean, reading the, I read the whole transcript and Noor even said in the interview, well, some of it's redacted. Well, some of it has to be redacted because he's talking with another world leader. I mean, what if it's sensitive information? I mean,
yeah, just like, you know, unredact the launch codes, you know, like, military movement strategies. Yeah, the public should know people that.
Obviously. People should know our nuclear codes.
So Disney Plus launches tomorrow. That's pretty sweet. I'm a little hyped. They have their own exclusive stuff. And, of course, they have their Disney stuff coming through with it. They announced it on Twitter, didn't they? What they were launching for shows and stuff. I think they posted on Twitter.
They have this big announcement thing every year where Disney will come out and they'll announce all their shows for Star Wars movies, Marvel, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah. new show, Star Wars show. I like Star Wars, Mandalorian. I watched the trailer for that. Pretty excited.
That looked really cool.
Yeah, I did.
Shooting lasers, pew, 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 you know, one hits his shoulder and reflects, and epic.
But it's very affordable, too. Like, the price is very affordable compared to Netflix and Hulu. Like, don't you agree?
Well, I mean, compared to Netflix, it's like, isn't Netflix $8 a month?
$14.99.
Netflix got increased in price?
Yeah. Well, you can get it for $12.99, but you're not getting the screens. It's only one screen.
Oh, okay, okay. Do you know if this if the Disney Plus is like how many screens or does it not matter?
It's unlimited. It's unlimited. Everything. There's no other plans. Cool. It's $6.99 a month and then it's $69.99 a year.
Huh. And you can streaming it from any number of devices?
I'm sure there's a limit, but it's not one screen. It's like probably gonna be like eight, similar to Netflix.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. For the price, definitely. There's no other plan though. Like that's it.
And I'm a little worried for other places like Netflix and Hulu and stuff. Because what's the point of them anymore? All the big shows and movies are getting removed from their platforms and put on Disney Plus.
NBC is working on their own platform too, and they removed The Office and Friends from Netflix, which are the two most watched TV shows on Netflix. That hurt Netflix quite a bit. I'm kind of nervous to see what NBC has up their sleeve next year, but Disney Plus, some good titles. What do we got? We got The Mandalorian, Lady and the Tramp, Noelle, High School Musical, the musical, the series. That doesn't look good at all, but it's there.
Maybe singing your heart out, Gage, and you just don't know it yet. You're gonna watch it.
Let it go. Yeah. I'm talking about
High School Musical. Is Zac Efron in it? What is the High School Musical thing?
No. It's its own thing. It's like it's a
new
musical.
Things, right?
Like, I want totally Zac new. Efron.
There's new people.
This is very upsetting.
I never watched the original, so I can't tell you what.
It had Zac Efron in it.
There's a Jeff Goldblum project. There's a Frozen series. There's a Monsters University series. Well, Monsters, Inc. There's The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. There's Star Wars, The Clone Wars Season 7. That comes out on there. They're renewing this series. It hasn't been on the air since 2014. There's What If Marvel. Marvel What If. There's a Marvel Loki series that comes out in 2021. And then there's all 30 seasons of The Simpsons are coming out on Disney Plus, and there's also some Fox properties. There's going to be Disney owns 50% of Hulu. There's going to be a bundle where you can get like I think it's $9.99 a month, and you get access to both of the platforms. And you're going to get access to all the Fox properties on Hulu mostly, and all the Disney properties on Disney Plus. So it's going to be kind of intertwined. So you getting Disney Plus, Brody and Isaac?
I unfortunately don't get into any of those things, whether it be Netflix or Hulu or Disney Plus.
But you still gotta admit it's pretty cool.
It is cool. It's cool to hear about.
And one thing's for sure, it is certainly better than cable television.
Oh yeah. There's so many streaming services though.
Wanna pay $70 a month for advertisements half the time.
Exactly. Some of the networks are more than that. Time Warner Cable, it used to be $200 a month to get standard channels.
Oh, geez.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Why?
We have Dish now, and I think it's almost the same price. It's not better.
That's stupid.
Yeah, if you're someone who's paying for cable TV, quit it and just pick up any of these. Because Netflix still updates with new stuff.
Yeah,
and
they have their
Disney
original
Plus will definitely bring some new stuff to the table.
Well, right, you can probably NBC stuff isn't leaving Netflix until 2020, so you've got a few months left. Like not January, but I think it's mid April that it leaves, and that's when the NBC platform launches. So if you had HBO, because there's a new HBO streaming service coming out, HBO Max. If you had HBO Max, Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and Amazon Prime, there's nothing on Amazon Prime, so I won't even count that.
I don't know. I like Amazon Prime. Cable. I'm a fan.
Well, there's only one show on there that I would watch, and that's Jack Ryan, but I just haven't had time to watch it.
I like watching their Top Gear one. It's not Top Gear. It's, what is it called? Grand Tour. I like watching that.
There's another show I recommend on there, and it's The Tick. I don't know if you've ever seen it before.
The what?
The Tick.
Is that the one with the blue guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I never watched that.
It's a good show, actually. The show on Amazon Prime is actually good. Like, I watched it with my brother, and it was okay. I mean, it's not the best show in the world, but it's a funny show, nonetheless. I mean, it kills time.
Yeah, isn't the point of all television to just kill time? It's not you're learning anything or gaining anything from it. You're just kind of sitting there watching.
Yeah, I mean, hey, just Disney Plus comes out November 12th, 2019. I pre-ordered it, so I'm getting it at midnight tonight, which is pretty sick.
You got to stay up all night watching Disney?
Oh, yeah. I wonder, is the app available right now? If I can download the app right now. I'm just kidding. But yeah, man, I'm excited for that. Moving on to the last topic, I think. We've got the KSI versus Logan Paul fight, too.
Dumb. That is dumb. Just putting that out there.
It is not dumb.
It is stupid.
I really liked it. It's stupid.
I don't care. They're both terrible. I don't like either of them. I don't know why they're even famous.
Well, I mean, they're famous for reasons. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, knock them a peg. I think they're both really good people. I mean, well, I take that back.
They're annoying
about being good people, but they're people that can sell themselves on the internet.
Yeah. Well, boxing, I'm not a huge fan of boxing, but I did enjoy it. I watched KSI versus Joe Weller fight in early of 2018, and I watched that. That garnered millions of viewers, and then KSI won that fight. So then KSI calls out Logan Paul, because if you remember, Logan Paul did he filmed a dead body in the suicide forest in Japan. Mm-hmm. So he called him out for that. And then that year they worked out, Deji was fighting Logan Paul, Jake Paul, and KSI was fighting Logan Paul. And you had a ton of undercards, like Scarce fought Raka Raka, and a few other YouTubers fought other YouTubers. So they had about 9 fights in total on August 25th, 2018. And the pay-per-view was $9.99. I watched it on YouTube. I thought it was a really good fight. It was really entertaining. And then they had all this content before that. They had diss tracks and stuff. It was really entertaining, nonetheless. So then it was a draw. And it was already announced they were doing a rematch fight in L.A., so then they planned the rematch fight out, but this time it wasn't entertaining because they didn't have diss tracks. They were actually training. They went pro, no headgear. They had 10 ounce gloves and that was it. So the fighters, it was on DAZN in the US, and, they had these undercard fights, and the undercard fights were so bad. Brody watched a couple of them with me, and they were so damn bad. It was like they were pro fighters, like entry-level pro fighters that no one cared about. Like, I don't want to see actual fighting. I just want to see two YouTubers fight it out in the ring. You know what I mean, Isaac? Yeah. So,
but that might have been a viewing strategy. Like, put what people want to see at the end so that they have to watch all this other stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, then the funny thing was, and I thought they were teasing us, the fight before KSI and Logan Paul, they put out these two people that looked exactly like KSI and Logan Paul. And it was funny because they didn't even want to fight. They called it a fill-in fight. If they had some extra time, they let some people fight. They gave them 4 rounds, and one of them got disqualified. It was so bad. But you kept seeing these people. They'd be interviewed and they'd be like, "This is so good for the sport of boxing." It's like, I don't think these people understand. No one, like literally no one. They had like 15 million people watching it live. No one. I doubt hardly anyone's going to continue paying for DAZN or really care about boxing. because we just wanted to see who was going to win this fight that's been going on for 2 years now. Like, it was just a hyped thing, you know what I mean? Like, it was like Avengers Infinity War, and then we wanted to see Avengers Endgame to see how it
was like Avengers Endgame, except stupid and pointless. And not remotely good or entertaining or cool.
Well, so KSI won, long story short, and I thought it was a good fight. I don't think it was worth $20 because it was only around 40 minutes of entertainment in total, because you had them walking out, and then you had that Michael guy do the "Let's get ready to rumble," and then you had the other guys fight. They started fighting, and then obviously the ending, and then all the after press conference stuff, and it was way too late though. Like, I know it was at 9 o'clock over PST in California. It was 9 p.m. but over here it was like 12 o'clock when it started, and it didn't get over till like 1:30 or something. So yeah, Brody passed out during it. but yeah,
too much for him to handle.
Yeah, dude.
What was that?
Take it. KSI shorts were too cool.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, dude, I'm going to go. It was like 9:30 or something. He's like, I'm going to go charge my batteries for my earbuds. I'll be back in 20 minutes. 3 hours later, the fight starts. And I'm like, okay. So, yeah, it was kind of funny. But
I still watch the highlights, though.
Yeah.
It was very terrible to watch. They both do, cringy. Like, it's too much. They both gave each other like cheap shots a lot of the times. Like, they were in a clinch, they would be in a clinch and throw some extra blows, and it didn't look good.
Well, people were contesting the win by KSI because of the two point reduction. And it's like, he won fair and square. I mean, it was a shitty thing for Logan to hit a man while he was already down. You know,
he did that too.
What? I mean, those are the kind of people they are, though. They're the kind of people that hit people when they're down. They're bad people. I don't like them.
Well, and then the referee was like, he got interviewed afterwards, and it's like, these people, they're entertainers. You know, they're not real fighters. They're not pro fighters. And I even read yesterday that KSI has no plan to fight anyone in the future. He's not going back in the ring unless there was like a fight that's right, because it makes sense. They made millions, like $100 million off from these two fights combined. And it would be too stupid to go fight against some rookie. You know what I mean? That's not going to bring in any views. So I don't know. It was entertaining while it lasted. Now it's on to the next thing. Maybe next time everyone will learn how to fly or something. Maybe that'll be the next thing.
Learn how to fly? What is that supposed to mean?
They'll get their pilot's license. Maybe they'll start flying competitively.
I can pilot license so much harder than you. Take me on, bro.
I know. They'll be doing diss tracks. Yo, I'm higher than you in the air.
No, getting high on weed is no longer cool. Getting high on elevation levels is cool.
Yeah. I'm flying a Boeing 77.
Why are diss tracks popular too? That's a great question. Why do people like diss tracks?
Diss tracks are good sometimes, but
no, they're not.
I don't know.
They're terrible.
I did really enjoy the
Sidemen. They're a cancer to the earth. Really good. They're a cancer to society.
Isaac, you're a cancer to the earth.
Excuse me? You want to fight? You want to box about it, Gage?
Let's go. Let's in the ring. Let's let's set up a date. Come on now.
I'll be the KSI in this situation where I will win.
Yeah? You're going to win?
Mm-hmm. You're going to sit there and throw cheap shots the whole time, but I'll win nevertheless, okay? That's the way it's going to be.
Yeah?
I fight fair and square, you fight cheap, but I still win on, you know?
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be entertaining. I'm excited to see the next big thing on the internet, see what people are going to be all excited about next time, and
do it three times.
Oh yeah, someone did say that, but they were like, "Nah, we're on to our next thing." So, I don't know.
Even though I wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
Honestly, I wouldn't be either. Like, I honestly, I have a feeling that they will probably fight again. But I feel like it'll just be for the money. You know, so.
Well, I mean, Logan has his pride, too. Like, you look pretty destroyed.
But the funny thing was, after the he had the press conference afterwards, and he called it. He apparently was sick. That's why he didn't win.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm seeing the jokes that's like, I sneezed this morning or something.
What?
Well, look at it on Twitter.
Yeah, I saw
like
stuff.
It's all about his excuses.
Yeah, he had like a billion different excuses.
I've got a sniffly nose. That's why I didn't win. I would have beat the crap out of
KSI. That was one
KSI.
Of the things he said. He's like, I'm really sick. I couldn't do it. So he was talking about how he called his trainer in the morning and was like, can I take Dayquil? And he's like, nah, man, you wanna be awake while you fight? So, but it was a good fight, I guess. I mean, it was entertaining nonetheless. And I mean, that's the thing you gotta remember. They're entertainers. They're not professional fighters. They're not any of that. So.
Obviously, they're not.
So, yeah, but I actually got to correct myself. In the last podcast, we were talking about someone who was being censored during the debate. That someone's name is Tulsi Gabbard. I didn't know what their name was, so I gotta correct myself. Gage, from a week ago, you were talking about Tulsi Gabbard, so... Yeah, my voice just cracked. Did you guys hear that?
I've had a couple of those this podcast.
Dude, what the hell's happening to me? Bro.
You're finally becoming a man, Gage. That's what's happening.
Shut up. So Death Stranding came out this week. That's something. Brody, you know about Death Stranding, don't you?
Yeah.
Who's the guy, Walking Dead guy that was in that?
Norman Reedus.
What is this?
Yeah, Norman Reedus. I don't know. I don't know these guys.
I'm a big fan of Norman Reedus, but I don't think I'll actually buy the game.
Do you watch The Walking Dead?
Yeah, I used to.
I don't. I've never watched any of it. I haven't kept. Is that what this is about?
After like season four.
No, the game has the main actor. Isn't it like Konimo Kojima or something?
Yeah, Kojima.
Kojima.
Yeah, I just said Konima Kojima. Yeah, so that it's his game, basically. And he Norman Reedus is the main character in it. I don't know much about the story. I did see the baby trailer leak thing. Or not leak, but the baby trailer thing that came out a while ago.
Yeah, there's been trailers coming out for years.
And I know.
So this is pretty really big that it's actually coming out.
I don't know. I probably won't buy it. Personally, I know that Birdie just said that, but I don't, you know, really play Kojima games. Not that there's anything wrong with them, but I just don't play a lot of games to buy these games. You know what I mean? Like, I play very few games. Like, Isaac, are
I
you
don't
gonna
even
buy
know what it
game?
Is.
Well, a few games besides Fortnite.
I do not play Fortnite. That is a lie.
I don't play that much Fortnite.
Fortnite
is stupid.
I only play Fortnite when Brody's going to play Fortnite. No, listen, the games that I play, I'll tell you the games I've played in this past week. I played Minecraft, I played Red Dead Redemption 2, and some Fortnite with Brody. That's it. Oh, no, I played some
yeah, I've been mostly
oh, yeah,
playing,
I played a lot more video games
Rainbow Six Siege and Cuisine Battle Royale.
Yeah.
And I'm just putting it out there. This is going to the public, okay?
You play
Cuisine
Room.
Battle Royale is the best battle royale there is, okay? Hands down. The most fun, you know? And I'm good at it. It helps that I'm good at that one and I'm bad at the others. But it's also just a better battle royale. It's more goofy. It's more fun.
Personally, I think PUBG is better than
Well, that's
Cuisine.
Just because you're wrong.
No, it isn't. PUBG is far better than
Cuisine Royale. You know what it is? It's free, and that matters.
Well, PUBG is only $10.
You think I'm made of money, Gage? You think I'm rich? Okay, $10 is a lot of money.
Well, It's going to be free soon. I mean, look at how Fortnite did.
Well, maybe I'll give PUBG a try then. Maybe I'll go play a round or two of it when it's free. Like the same thing with CSGO. When CSGO became free, I got CSGO.
Speaking of free things, the Epic Games launcher, Epic Games, the distributor, releases free games.
Oh, yeah,
every week.
Go on there and I grab those if I have an account, but I don't like.
If you ever need free games, the Epic Games launcher will give you 2 a week.
What are the current ones on there? Do you know?
Yeah.
I was about to pull those up.
We were just looking at them the other day.
Because it's a Monday. I was interested in seeing them, actually, myself.
I think it's a cool thing. I mean, Games for Gold does something
similar.
Yeah,
but you have to pay for gold.
Does PlayStation have free games? Well, you're getting better games.
I don't know. They gave out all the Batman games for free on the Epic Game Store a little while ago.
Yeah, but you get games like Games for Gold. They give away like top games, like old 360 games that were like AAA titles at the time. Like all the Far Cry games other than 4 and 5 I've seen go for free. I've seen all the old CODs go for free. They even did World War II for free at one point. And then there's also the Humble Bundle. That's something too. That's interesting. You ever on the Humble Bundle?
Sometimes. I've bought stuff on it in the past, but I'm more of a G2A user, Kinguin, if I'm going to buy one of those cheap games.
Oof. Well, I don't like G2A because
I don't either.
A lot of... You don't like it either?
No.
I've heard a lot of very, you know, stingy
things.
Well,
yeah, it's a scummy company. I mean, like half the games you're probably buying on there from stolen credit cards, but... You can buy games cheap on it, so...
Red Dead Redemption 2 came out also this week.
On the PC?
That was for PC, yeah.
Yep.
It's such a good game. I've heard that there are a lot of issues, though, with AMD not running Red Dead on the Rockstar launcher. I'm thinking about buying it, but I'm not 100% sure if I want to right now, but... Yeah, I have it on Xbox, so it's not like there's anything huge that's going to be a big difference other than I'm going to get to play it on a higher graphics. But so, guys, that has been the Midday Mumbles podcast episode 2. Thank you guys for listening. But we do have a sponsor, Buzzsprout. We mentioned it at the beginning of the podcast. We use Buzzsprout to host our podcast. It's very good, very affordable, and we're on everything. We're on iTunes. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on... YouTube, we're on everything, okay? We're on Spotify, everything. And it's all done from Buzzsprout. $12 a month to start. Use our link in the description below. You will get a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan. Not the free plan, the paid plan. It's great. Isaac, do you like
Buzzsprout?
Buzzsprout
is fantastic. And you can get free money. And who doesn't like free money?
Yes. Brody approves also, right, Brody?
Yeah, I think it's great for people wanting to start out with something.
This is Brody approved. You heard it here first, folks. Brody approves this product. You can go to buzzsprout.com. Our link is in the description. Hopefully we'll see you starting a podcast soon. So, guys, that's going to end the episode of the Midday Mumbles podcast right here, right now. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next
week. Love you. Stay cute.
Love. Yeah. have a good week, guys. Bye-bye.